A federal judge in Washington, D.C. has ruled against the guided sport fishing industry in a lawsuit about Southeast Alaska halibut catches. A group of charter operators and lodge owners had hoped to overturn a regulation that cut their clients' daily bag limits in half last summer. But the court dismissed their case today. U.S. District Court Judge Rosemary Collier found that the Commerce Secretary and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration regulators had acted lawfully when they imposed a one-fish daily bag limit on guided sports anglers this year. The charter operators had claimed the agency violated a federal statute requiring that the allocation of the halibut harvest be fair and equitable. NOAA Alaska Region Attorney John Lepore helped defend the agency's decision.
Well, the main defense was that we, in fact, looked at all the relative considerations that were necessary under the statute when we took the action. And essentially, the plaintiffs were claiming that we didn't look at their impacts carefully enough. And the judge, when she went through the record, felt that we did provide a basis for our action.
The news was welcome to a group of commercial and subsistence fishermen, seafood processors, and community representatives that intervene as defendants alongside the government. The small southeast town of Pelican was among them. Pelican Mayor Patty Phillips is a commercial fisherman as well as a subsistence user.
My first concern is the resource, the halibut resource. That is here for the long term. That is here for everyone in the future. But Pelican has been here, you know, over 70 years, and it was founded on the principles of commercial fishing and subsistence. And, you know, much of the industry is, you know, the communities have been built on the backbone of commercial fishing.
As halibut abundance has declined, commercial halibut quota shareholders in Southeast have seen their allowable catch drop by 54% over the last few years. Meanwhile, the guided sports sector substantially exceeded a federal guideline harvest level in recent years. The judge's decision was a disappointment for the plaintiffs. Earl Comstock is the attorney for charter operators and says the ruling will have a long-term adverse impact in Southeast Alaska.
And the council who have come down squarely in favor of 1,200 individual fishing quota holders at the expense of the recreational fishing public. And the cost to Southeast Alaska will probably be, you know, certainly several thousand, if not 30 or 40,000 fewer anglers coming to Southeast Alaska and spending their dollars in your towns.
Comstock says it's too early to say whether the charter operators will appeal the judge's ruling.